Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've got Mancow Mueller on. Big Fox News special coming up this Saturday night, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. I'll be watching it, taping it, analyzing it, dissecting it, mincing it. And he was attacking the loose change guys, and we just so happened to have one of them on hold about to come on as our next guest because of FBI harassment, going to their old fraternity houses and asking questions. Hey, why don't you come ask them questions? Stop covering up for your terrorist bosses that ship in the narcotics and everything else. But Mancow, you said you could cut them to pieces. What are you saying that's wrong with the film? A lot of straw man arguments have been built up attacking it, but it raises really important questions. So you're on with the director and producer of it, Dylan Avery. Go ahead, Mancow.
You said fraternity.
Well, that's his other two partners.
Oh, okay. So the loose change guys, and I said they were college.
One of them is a Iraq and Afghanistan combat veteran.
Okay.
And that's Corey Rowe. And then the other is Jason Burmes, who was in college.
Alex, the show is called Planet Mancow. It's Saturday night on the Fox News channel. Okay? Now, what is the question?
Well, no, you were just saying that there are a bunch of profiteers.
Let me give you one, okay? I have talked with many people, Iraq veterans, some of them. You like
he
to drop
trumps
that.
Me.
No, but when you say it, it's a fact. When your guests say it, well, then all of a sudden.
Well, Corey Rowe was a combat veteran.
Okay, great. So he's right, but yet all the people I talked to, 100 of them at the Pentagon that saw the plane, that was a Tomahawk missile.
You know, I don't debate the plane situation.
Okay.
I cover all the things I can totally prove, but it is suspicious. Well, here's
Alex.
Dylan Avery. Dylan, go ahead. Did you talk to him, man, Cal?
Okay. Go ahead, Dylan.
Hey, I already asked you a question, man. I just wanted your thought on that document I brought up. And apart from that, I think it's ridiculous that people like Craig Bartmer and David Miller are actors. I think it's ridiculous. I mean, there's one man breathing out of a respirator who ran away from Building 7. Him and Craig Bartmer have both, you know, confided in us and the truth movement. And I think it's a little interesting that you had on Kevin Smith as opposed to these people.
Well, look, I invited the loose change people.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I find it interesting that you wouldn't be in front of our
camera.
One day before the shoot, we put you in contact when they were in L.A. working on the super plan, and they couldn't come out there.
Alex, here's what they're working on is making money, and I'm an American. I don't have a problem with it. And they can exploit whoever they want, strip club owners,
accusations like that because it's simply not true.
Hey, we're going to get the truth out to the American people, man, Cal.
But Alex,
Mancow, look into what we did on the weekend of 9/11. We spent over $30,000 of our own money just to educate people and to give things away.
What was the last money in my career, too? But you did it to make money.
No, that's not true. We did it to educate. And see, that is the problem.
Well, let's get something straight. You know,
are you going to make money?
You know what? The government puts out its stuff, and its people make money off lies. Of course, we have to make money to continue what we do.
Alex.
But the point is, we have the courage to tell the truth, Mancow.
Alex, wait. Do you know all of these people that got messages from loved ones on 9/11?
Hey, Mom, this is your son. Do you believe me, don't you? And then she talks to it.
Do you know that this man is out there saying they're robot voices?
No, I never said they were robot voices.
Let me ask you a question, Mancow. Do you believe cell phones work when they're non-air phones at 30,000 feet? Because some of those calls were made from 25 to 30,000 feet. And the mother of one of them said it was like it wasn't him. He was just talking at me. He wouldn't respond.
So all the phone calls we've heard, and I've listened to hours of them, on 9/11.
There aren't hours. Forrest Gump didn't shake hands with JFK, and as I said earlier, Steve McQueen, you know, they computer generated him, and you couldn't tell to pitch Mustangs last year. It ain't
Saturday night, Robin, not Batman, but Robin goes against the Joker, I guess. I don't know what it would be.
At least we're the good guys. You know what?
I said it wrong. It should have been, I don't know.
Yeah, no, that was a Freudian slip. In fact, that's your new nickname, the mustached Joker. A evil clone of the Joker, kind of like a Bizarro.
I just find it sad that you didn't have the guts to come out, Jones.
Okay.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, total insanity, just having conversations with Mancow off air there. Let's go back to Dylan Avery. We will be opening the phones up. I didn't mean to have him on that long. It went completely insane. The internet numbers are going off the chart. People are interested to hear that debate. Notice when I said Northwoods, he got quiet for about 10 seconds because he has nothing. And, you know, he's good on most issues. He does rail against the open borders and the microchips and the Big Brother and the New World Order and the North American Union. But then 9/11 is not an inside job. And who knows? Deep down, he probably knows the truth. Let's go back to Dylan Avery. We got a lot more serious issues to talk about, Dylan. Now, you guys have never told me anything like this. You guys aren't drama queens. You're serious, focused individuals who've gone through a lot. And now you were telling me that you've got some FBI stalking that looks like it may be going on, Dylan.
Yeah, I mean, what we can prove for a fact, Alex, is that the Department of Justice at least four times visited the forums of Iota Tau Kappa, which is a fraternity the Burmese used to be a member of, like, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. I mean, he's still in contact with some of the members, but he's not even a member of the forum. So the possibilities are, A, that an employee for the Department of Justice, is a member of ITK and is still logging in at work, or B, you know, the Department of Justice is watching ITK for some criminal activity, or C, they're watching ITK because people are talking about Burmese on there. And again, I can't prove anything A, B, or C. I'm just saying I think it's interesting that the DOJ is visiting ITK's forum.
My gosh, my friend, you ought to see who every government agency in the world visits PrisonPlanet.com every day. I mean, I'm not kidding.
Same here.
Yeah, of course. But you're saying it's weird that they're visiting that little forum, huh?
They're visiting a little forum in the corner of the Internet that shouldn't have anything to do with the war on terror.
Yeah, the war on the American people, the war on the people of the planet. What did you think of that whole man-cow discussion?
Man, that was interesting. I mean, I just put the phone on speakerphone and just listened for an hour. I mean, that was... Whew! I don't think we're going to be back in the studio anytime soon.
You know how mean he was being to Kevin?
Oh, yeah, I can tell. I mean, I could just hear the hate right over the phone line. But,
well, man, whatever. You know, he goes on Fox News and plugs PrisonPlanet.com. We win in the end, but...
I think it's interesting. He says that all the firefighters are actors. Or, you know, when I brought up the Oswald document, he's like, well, how old are you? You know, he brings up peripheral issues or just makes things up.
Well, that's because he doesn't have the facts and the information. But that's why when somebody calls in disagreeing, they're on for 20 minutes instead of a regular caller who's on for an average of about 2.5 minutes. I've looked, the average caller's on about 2.5 minutes and half the time I'm talking. When somebody calls in and disagrees or somebody like him's on, we are illustrating how they don't have any real information. That's what we're doing on air. And then we let them claim we're lying about all these admitted things that the general audience already knows about or can verify. And that's why we're winning, Dylan, as you know.
Yeah, well, all you got to do, man, is stick to the facts, stick to the things you can prove, and, you know, just keep your cool. And, I mean, listen to Mancow, man. I mean, just listen. Like, Kevin was trying to really talk to him and be like, listen, Mancow, this and that, and Mancow would just start insulting him and screaming at him. I mean, all you have to do is listen to the entire conversation to figure out what's what.
Well, sure. About 4 or 5 days before they were going to film this, they asked me to go, and I said yes initially, because I said yes to everything. And then all of a sudden, hey, you didn't know we were going out of town this weekend. You didn't know this family member was going to have a medical procedure. Two things were coming up, and I said, uh-oh, yeah. And I called them back, and I said, look, get somebody else. We'll help you. And they didn't want firemen. They didn't want police. We had them all. They didn't want you guys. Well, they did want you guys, but you guys were in L.A., and that was one day notice. So,
yeah, and
so Burma's couldn't go.
It's like, you shouldn't be talking to us. We don't want to be on TV. You should put on the people who are actually affected by 9/11. You should put on Craig Bartmer, David Miller.
Well,
you know,
and that's
Billy
because
Rodriguez.
You knew what
the list of people who are affected goes on and on.
That's because you knew what the attack pattern was to have a fireman on and then claim that all the firemen disagree with us.
Well, you know, it's like how we were supposed to be on Glenn Beck, and then, you know, 1 hour before showtime, they tell us not to come in, and they call in.
Well, that's another reason. You know, I had the trip coming up in a family matter, and I just, they've canceled on me at least 5 times I can remember.
Yeah, you know, they're guilty of the same thing, and I think it's interesting he attacks you for it.
Well, I've said on air I would never turn down a live Fox program, but a taped one, and I've been going on Mancow's show for 3 years. We get a big response. And we do it. I mean, you know, he gets there and attacks us. We give the website out. And every time I do these interviews, small show, thousands, big show, millions of people come to the websites. And that's the goal here is the war, folks. I will go on enemy transmissions anytime, anywhere. But if I can, you know, send Kevin, which I call the InfoWars Imperial Probe Droid. Now, he did a good job, by the way. Kevin's very smart. He's not stupid. He's not a Kool-Aid drinker. He's not Alex Jr.
Yeah, I love Kevin.
And by the way, Kevin is a pilot. His brother's a commercial pilot. Their whole family's in aviation. He said it was the worst flight he was ever on back. They almost had to land the plane. They were in those huge storms. Remember 3 weeks ago? The plane almost basically crashed. People were vomiting all over the plane. So I'm glad I didn't go. I appreciate Kevin going.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, I heard that the performance went really well. I guess we got to wait till Saturday to see it for ourselves.
Yeah, Kevin said they shot for several hours, and that and you heard him say an hour and a half earlier. I don't know what it, but he said they just kept reshooting, getting mad. And
I wonder why.
Because we put out sound bites. We know how they operate. And Kevin was one of the only people I knew who could go on there and actually do the sound bites. Most people get sucked into the insults they're throwing. You just ignore the insults and fire your information down range.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just don't stoop to their level. That's really all it comes down to.
Well, it's like if you're at two tree lines and you're shooting back and forth at each other, say, with sniper rifles, the person that wins is the one who's calm, focuses, ignores the enemy, and opens fire. And that's how we're going to win this fight.
I couldn't agree more, Alex.
I know you guys can't talk too much about the very exciting things that are happening, but I'm in the unique position to kind of be on the inside of that from another perspective. And it is very exciting, some of the things that are developing with Loose Change Final Edition, which I greedily want to get out to the American people. I mean, I am just greedy to defeat the New World Order. I want to get as much truth out as I can. I'm very excited about it. And you guys have got a great opportunity here to do something really big. Can you talk about any of that? Or
I can't go too much into detail, but the way things are looking right now, you know, we're going to be in theaters in 2007, really no matter what. If I had to put an estimate on it, it's probably going to be spring. You know, I know we told people for the longest time it was going to come out on 9/11/06. That obviously didn't happen. I mean, some people just really don't realize how much work goes into a movie, and we're really trying to make this the best we can. I mean,
can you
really
imagine trying
the
to
hard
do
evidence? We're bringing up things like the ISI connection, Norman Mineta's testimony. We already got an interview with Ray McGovern. I mean, so many things are happening, Alex. I mean, it's going to be miles and miles and miles apart from the second edition. That's why, you know, when I get all these attack pages or people attacking us for what we say in the second edition, it doesn't even bother me, because the things that I suggest in the second edition are merely that. They're just suggestions. And, you know, when the final cut drops in theaters, these people are going to have nothing to say to us because we're sticking to all the things that we can prove.
That's right. And you guys have also got some real experts on 9/11, not just yourselves, helping to vet everything.
Yeah, absolutely. We got experts vetting the script. You know, we got some star power behind us, hopefully. So it's going to be good. I think things are going to work out in the end. And, yeah, we really just got to play it by ear at this point. But right now things are looking really good.
It's exciting. It's very, very exciting, because if we don't expose government-sponsored terror, we're going to lose this thing. It is the key, the fulcrum to everything the New World Order is doing.
Yep, absolutely. 9/11 is the key to understanding everything, at least I think.
Well, government-sponsored terror is, yeah.
I feel like I'm kind of hogging the line.
Oh, no, Dylan. It's just you called in, and we're always glad to have you on board with us, and I just can't wait to sit down with a popcorn and a bottle of water and watch the final edition. Last thing I wanted to bring up is the Michael Moore stuff and our confrontation with Chairman Keene. Is that going to make the final cut?
I've said it before, I've said it every time, and I'll say it again, Alex. The confrontation will make the final cut.
Well, anything else you guys need, you know it's yours.
Absolutely, man. We'll definitely let you know. We didn't just use the Michael Moore stuff. We're going to use Agent Smith confronting Thomas Kane. We're probably going to use that, too, because that's just pure gold.
Absolutely. And before rumors start, we joke around the guy in the Matrix, you know, Agent Smith fighting Neo. We went and saw Matrix years ago and started calling him that. It's his last name, Smith. Yeah, that is really, really exciting. And, again, God bless you. Godspeed, my friend. I might be out in California in December. I need to talk to you about that, by the way.
Sure. You having another event?
No. You know, it's
business, gotcha.
Yeah, backside stuff, fighting the New World Order, brother.
Yeah, I got you, man.
Take care, man.
Yeah, you too, Alex. It was good being on the show.
You bet. Vaya con Dios. I didn't plug it last hour because I was too busy fighting with Mancalis Maximus, but they have, let's just say this, Terror Storm has not risen above 17. It sat on 17 for 10 hours yesterday, number 17 on the video bestseller list. And I saw other videos around it moving every hour. It moves every hour. It's an hour by hour. Not Terror Storm. It just sat there glued. And then this morning it was 19, then 22. And who knows what's going on? There's a lot of politics surrounding these lists. We know that Barnes & Noble took delivery and then refused to put them on shelves. We know that Borders did the same thing. We know that they have had massive orders at Netflix and then just refused to order more. Netflix customers have even reported that to us. So there's a lot of politics going on with Terror Storm right now. That's why you can't trust the Internet. You can't trust the distributors. You can't, I don't mean my distributor, but the people that are distributing it out, the stores, to you. You got to trust yourself, and that means making copies of Terror Storm on DVD or VHS. That means downloading them on PrisonPlanet.tv, where there's a super high-quality version, and for members, much better than Google Video, burning it to disk, giving it to everyone. I'm asking you to take action and remember every day to make copies of Terror Storm and other films and get it out to the people, because this is how we're going to win the fight. And Mancal was like a vampire confronted with holy water and a cross, crucifix, when I brought up that 84% believe there's a cover-up, that 90% believe the government killed Kennedy. They're losing, and they don't like it. And they're trying to hang on by their fingernails. That's why they have people like me on the air, so they can get the audience. We're going to win, folks. It's a dangerous job, but it's also a lot of fun. Take a few calls for those that are holding, and get to our next guest. Stay with me.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one of the 45 points of international communism to capture America was to gain control of one or both political parties? Have you noticed that it doesn't matter which political party, Republican or Democrat, takes office? We continue in the same direction of losing our freedoms and ultimately our national sovereignty to the United Nations, which is a communist organization. The handwriting is on the wall. We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Just called in here with the Genesis Network. They'll be joining us for about 5 minutes at the bottom of the hour and about 10. I saw it last night, the AP's reporting that Clear Channel has been bought by an investment group. The name, I'd heard the name before. And sure enough, he just called in, and it's the Carlyle Group, basically. The Saudis, that's just wonderful. The Saudis, the Bin Ladens, the Bushes, the Queen owning the radio stations. I mean, if you thought it was bad with Roger Ailes and them running it, boy, get ready. Let's try to get to Barry. Who's up first? Is it Barry here? Barry, and then Leo, and Joe, and George, and Jay. Barry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for all you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Yeah, just a quick something before I get to my point. Don't know if you're aware of it. I've been listening to Dave and Joyce on 5850 out of WWRB, so you might check it out. We could get you, because otherwise I can't pick you up on 9985.
All right, I appreciate your call. Take care. Let's go ahead and talk to Leo in Colorado. Leo, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up a couple of things that you talked about earlier about corruption in law enforcement. First, I want to talk about that that Mad Cow guy. I mean, are people that are that smart that stupid?
It's actually Pig Cow, but
yeah. I mean, that guy is. I mean, he's a scumbag. He's actually a gatekeeper. That's why Fox has him on. He's actually a leech to the truth movement. You know, that guy. He poses like he's part of the truth movement and he's for truth, but he's actually a truth filter. You know. I can get into that later.
Well,
but,
you know what? It doesn't matter because if they let us in, we take them over.
Yeah, and I've
but debating. Because in their ivory towers, they think they're so powerful they can't see it.
Well, he's an egomaniac, and it's because he has some big TV show, radio show. He thinks everything he says is right, and if an opinion crashes his paradigm, he doesn't want to hear it. You know.
Well, let me just say this: he's a lot better than some of them.
I'm sure he is. I mean, he does speak some truth on some issues, but for some reason, he just can't grasp 9/11 when all the evidence is right there in front of your face. You know, like you mean ask him about Building 7? I bet he can't answer that.
Yeah.
And anyways, I wanted to talk about, I guess, law enforcement corruption and some personal stories I've had with, prison guards as an example. I've actually dated a few girlfriends that had families that worked in the prisons, and my current
girlfriend. Yeah, I know prison guards. They sit around while you're eating dinner with them talking about how they beat somebody for no reason, and
exactly.
They're a bunch of animal pigs.
Exactly.
And folks, again, I mean, growing up, working on the summers at the ranch, there were some neighbors down the street, a supposedly nice, upstanding family, and a couple of the sons had gotten out of the Marine Corps. The only job they could have was at prisons, and I was friends with their younger brother, and I'd go do little rodeo stuff with him, and I quit going over to their house. Because all they do is sit around and talk about how they beat the animals for fun. They were a bunch of scum.
First, let me tell you, my ex-girlfriend, her dad was a sergeant here in California. It was at Folsom Prison. He ran the shoe program there, and he guarded Charles Manson and those type of characters. But he has been back and forth in different prison facilities, and he told me that they have a code of ethics where, you know, another CO, beats somebody up or whatever he does. They'll just turn a cold shoulder, you know, and they back up the guy no matter what.
Yeah, that's the code of it's a thin blue line, and we've got to do it even if it's bad, or they'll overrun us. No, you punish bad guards, then you get respect,
cool.
Then you're in a less dangerous situation. The actual, you know, science of prisons, which I've studied a little bit, shows. It's pure bull.
Now, my current girlfriend's brother actually brags about it. We were having a conversation one night over dinner, and he was bragging about how he loves to beat up inmates, and he was talking about how the guys, when they're put on suicide watch, take naps. If the guy commits suicide, they're like, good, you know, one less guy to watch, or they laugh. They don't care. And this is the majority. I've talked to a lot of COs. I have friends, you know, and family that are involved in law enforcement.
Yeah, there are a lot of good cops, but when you talk about jail guards, about half of them are psychopathic scum. The other half are, you know, were mailmen, and they decided to, I mean, I've had family who, you know, are military veterans, then they drive a post route for 10 years, and then they go be a prison guard, and they're good people, and they're like, oh, it's horrible,
well,
I had to quit, or... You know, because they don't like it, and they say they beat them up for no reason, and that makes it dangerous. And
well,
no, these aren't wimps, though. These are real men. See, a real man doesn't need to beat somebody up to feel tough. It's these little candy behind people who've never lived, who've never, it's just that they're cowards. They think it's tough to beat up a restrained person, and that isn't tough, okay?
Well, you know, basically, you know, every once in a while, they're burned with their own, you know, to put it on the media. Well, look at, you know, we caught some corruption going on, now this guy's in trouble. Later on, you find out, you know, the year later when the story.
Well, there's that Texas video that I've played some of the audio here, and it was a BBC special where they videotaped the guards would beat them, make them grovel, and then rape them for fun, and then they tried to defend it, saying, "Well, this is how we keep order." No, you're perverts who like to rape men.
And there's so much going on. We have no clue about, and having a girlfriend that works on the inside, you know, in the office environment, she sees all the reports. Her brother's a CO. Her dad was a CO. And she tells me all the stuff that's happening in the prison that most people have no clue. Every once in a while, they'll catch a story in the news. Oh, look, they busted a guy in prison. And, you know, at least they got rid of that guy.
Most of the prisons just around Austin have had the management shut down because of mass raping.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Like me and you have got love.
Somebody else's music's gotten into my show lineup here. Sounds like my wife's music or something. All right, really serious news here for you. Then we're going to John Connor of the ResistanceManifesto.com. Really doing some effective things right now. We will get to Joe and George and Jay and everybody else jam-packed this last 30 minutes. Jack Blood has a talk show right here on Genesis after this broadcast terminates each day. And Jack's done some searches, which I have intended to do, but the news just came out last night, about the Clear Channel purchase by a, quote, investment group. Whenever you hear that, look out. Major Carlyle Group connections. Those are the nice folks that bring you events like 9/11, brought to you by Halliburton and people, of course, like the Carlyle Group. And, Jack, what have you discovered?
Thanks, Alex, for having me on. You know, I've been following these major media buyouts for the last year.
Yeah, Universal Studios. We've got major theater chains, well, TV networks.
And
yeah.
Bill Gates and Warren Buffett. From their tax-exempt foundation funded the buyout of the San Jose Mercury News. Which
Are you kidding? They're buying the local public schools to control the curriculum.
you know...
Here in Austin!
Lowe's Cinemas bought by the Carlyle Group. So they are really looking to control all media information rather than just pressure people. And I wanted to talk about memos at Fox, but I don't think we're going to have time. Rather than just pressure reporters and pressure people, pressure editors, they're just buying whole swaths of major media outlets. Right now, the Chicago Tribune is in play, and the Carlyle Group is one of the top bids for that. They're fighting right now for one of the holdings of the Chicago Tribune, which is the Los Angeles Times, right now with David Geffen's group. I don't know if they'll be any better than the Carlyle Group, but there's a major bid. So all of these chains, newspaper chains, TV chains, radio chains are all in play all of a sudden. Well, this just happened, as you said, last night. Clear Channel agreed to an $18.7 billion buyout. The winners were Thomas H. Lee Partners, Limited Partners, and Bain Capital Partners, LLC. They're the investor group that's leading a number of other investors. In fact, they bought Dunkin' Donuts with the Carlyle Group. So they basically are the front company for the Carlyle Group. And I'll tell you this also, Alex, Henry Kravitz of the big Kravitz Law Firm, who are really good friends with Bush, Poppy Bush. He's bragged that he's personal friends with Bush. He's given hundreds of thousands of dollars to the RNC. He was the financial co-chair for the Bush-Quayle 92 campaign. He was also bidding for Clear Channel. He lost, of course, because the Carlyle Group superseded them. So Thomas H. Lee Partners, Bain Capital, is the Carlyle Group. The Carlyle Group, I believe, has just bought Clear Channel, and, of course, Lowry Mays' sons will be running it temporarily until they can have an effective turnover.
And then, of course, it's been all over the news, the talking points, when you were up in New York for the RNC with Fox passes that you got because you were a program director at a radio station that carried Fox News. You were able to get us into that whole thing. Talk about how they walked by giving you the talking points every day, just thinking you were an employee.
Well, you work in the editing room. This is where all the reporters work, in the Fox trailers in the back lot at something like that convention. And they come by. They have a robot that comes by and puts talking points and memos on your desk. Now, everybody knows there's no actual written rule that if you don't follow the talking points, you'll be fired. But everybody knows that you have to follow the talking points. You have to report what they want you to report, or you will be fired, or maybe worse. Now, this just came out in Huffington Post. I have this at jackblood.com. This is an intercepted interoffice memo from the vice president of Fox talking about how
they're going to play up the Democrats. Al-Qaeda saying they love the Democrats.
They're going to continue to work the Hamas threat to the U.S. To go after the Democrats. And of course, this is fear-mongering, and this is why we're in such a sad state of affairs in this country. They're going to use this fear-mongering in order for a political effect.
Come on, Jack.
I mean, this sounds like terrorism to me. I mean, you define terrorists using fear for a political end. This sounds like Fox News are a bunch of terrorists.
But, Jack, that's okay. I mean, we need to have the Queen of England and the Bin Ladens, the two biggest owners, along with the Bushes of the Carlyle Group, owning all the radio stations. It's freedom.
You know, Alex, if you told me years ago that the George Bush and the Queen of England and the Bin Ladens would be owning the Chicago Tribune, all these other newspapers and movie theaters, and now Clear Channel, I would have said you're a nutty conspiracy theorist, but here it is, and I think it's something that's extremely dangerous.
Oh, it's freedom. You're a conspiracy theorist. Thanks for coming on, Jack.
Hey, love John Connor, man. All the power to you, brother. And thanks to all the InfoWarriors out there and for all their support. Thanks, Alex.
You bet. In fact, let's go to John Connor. We'll have to get him on later for a little bit longer. In fact, did you guys grab that audio clip of the video of him running around handing out DVDs? Let's just play a minute of that. Did you pick a good spot kind of in the middle where he's yelling at everybody? Now, this is John Connor, Theater of the Mind here. You can watch the video at prisonplanet.com. He just goes in to this huge, giant lecture hall, looks like 300 to 500 students, and starts handing out DVDs, talking about 9/11 being an inside job. The professor tells him he can't. He keeps doing it, then threatens to arrest him, and he leaves. But it's very effective. This is how, and I think I've done similar things, but I think I'm going to do this again. I did this back during a UN brainwashing camp at UT. I went in and covered it. And that's in America Destroyed by Design, but here it is.
Hey, everybody, have a quick announcement. Thanks for interrupting you guys on our break. We're doing what?
It's a lot more powerful with the video. I mean, he's got a camera guy, which is always smart to do, to split up. because they don't notice your camera. He's up at the front. He walks up on the stage and starts talking to the professor. That's his end. Oh, can I give these out? No. And he goes, okay, I'm going to be giving these out. So he's up in front of the whole class. Then he starts handing them out with a smile on his face. You can control the situation by being smiling, being happy. If you frown, boy, they'll really go nuts. He did a great job. Then he goes outside and hands them out. John, it's good to have you on with us.
You know, after that stunt, I'm lucky probably to be on the air. Now I haven't gotten hauled off to a FEMA camp. I'm sure I violated some subsection of the Patriot Act. But if you watch the video, the audio is a little bit hard to hear because it was such a large lecture hall. But we did put subtitles on there. And, I thought it would be a fantastic way to get the word out, and I just have to thank the Loose Change guys for providing 1,000 free DVDs of Loose Change for us to hand out. And so, yeah, we just walked into a lecture hall, the largest lecture hall in San Diego State's campus, unannounced, and I asked the professor if I could hand up some free DVDs, and I tried to just grab the microphone and I was going to start making announcements, and the mic was turned off. So
exactly. Yeah. And watching this, I need a sponsor. I'm not as high rolling, you know, to hand out tens of thousands of free DVDs, but they've done really a great job. I need somebody out there in the community, a doctor, a lawyer, a business owner, who wants to make 50,000 copies of Terror Storm. If they'll ship them to my office, I will pay the shipping to ship them out to people. I will give 50,000 of these suckers away if I had them. And so, again, for people listening out there, you know, I mean, if you want to make 100 copies and mail them to me, you want to make 1,000 and mail them to me, I'll distribute them or hand them out yourselves. But we all, or if somebody wants to make 5 copies of Terror Storm or Freedom to Fascism or Loose Change, all of us doing this together is going to bring the New World Order to their knees.
Yeah, this is one of the most effective tools, and I really have to thank the Loose Change guys. I know that they gave 5,000 DVDs to LoneLantern.org to hand out in the Chicago Marathon.
And they handed out over 10,000. I personally handed out several thousand of them in New York.
And it's such a small world, Alex. I've been getting emails on MySpace from people who know people that were in that lecture, people who had found the video on the web and know.
A lot of them are walking up saying they'd already seen it.
Yeah, people were giving it rave reviews, saying it was hot. And, you know, we were there for 3 hours handing out these DVDs, and I can't tell you how many people have actually been aware, how many people know, how many people have questions.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if you're arguing with your family or your weirdo coworkers, they'll tell you you're a kook even if they know the truth. But when you actually get out and talk to the people, the majority of them know.
And it's a big difference between emailing your friends and family a link to Google Video and going over to their house on a Friday night, watching a film on the big screen, have a few beers, make that your Friday night. And then you can have a nice long discussion. You can answer all the questions. There's a major difference between watching a Google video and having a perfect quality DVD of Terror Storm. Speaking of Terror Storm, I did pick up a couple extra copies. It's going to be stocking stuffers this year for Christmas for all the friends and family of the Resistance. And we do need to get that up to number one. And I've said this
before.
Well,
I don't want to say it's staged, but Google knocked our numbers out repeatedly and embedded it. It went to 17 and stayed there for 10 hours when I quit watching. And then overnight it went back to like 22 or something. But it's weird that the films around it were moving their places, but it wouldn't move off 17. Normally it moves every hour. Very strange, John.
It is very strange, and the Google video, we know that it reaches millions and millions of people, and if it did reach one of the top 5 spots, then hundreds of thousands of people would have seen it in a matter of days. And yeah, I mean, we can speculate that there's some behind-the-scenes shenanigans going on, and it wouldn't surprise us.
Well, Google admits it. I don't know about Amazon, because nothing else was staying at one spot for more than an hour, but for 10 hours, it was in one spot.
Yeah, you know, and I hate to make the comparison between Michael Moore and you, Alex Jones, but folks, Alex has the credibility, he has the track record, and Michael Moore had sort of a cult following with Bowling for Columbine, with his previous videos, The Awful Truth, and then with his crowning achievement, he was a household name, and that's what we need to do with Alex Jones. So Alex is making a big sacrifice here, and I always tell people, you know, don't take advantage of people like the Loose Change guys. Don't take advantage of Alex. Yes, you can watch the videos for free on Google Video. Support the man. Support what he does. If this broadcast is a part of your life, You know, that's the least that you can do is to help feed the pot so that he can put out more and keep the fight going, because not everybody has the time and the dedication to set their life and make this a number one priority. Most people have jobs, families, careers that are very demanding, and so this is it's an informational gathering process for them. But for somebody like you, Alex, who's dedicated their life to the fight, folks, we really do need to get behind him and support him in every way that is possible.
Well, I appreciate that, John, but, you know, once you get in this war, it's addicting. For me, it isn't about monetary success. It isn't about people saying, oh, good job on the street. It's about hearing other people call into radio talk shows talking about 9/11 being an inside job. It's seeing the poll numbers show where the majority. It's seeing the globalist in trouble. It's. I mean, I'm here to defeat the North American Union. I'm here to reaffirm the Second Amendment and shut down our borders. I'm here to try to defend my family. This is life and death now. I've gotten so far into this, folks. This is life and death. For John Connor now, I'll tell you, this is life and death. And it's exciting. You only live once. Get out on the field. Get out in the arena. Get out of the bleachers. Take action and go all the way. And I'm serious, folks, when I say if somebody will print up 50,000 copies of Terror Storm, I will mail the suckers out in 5,000, 10,000, 2,000 increments to people here. I mean, you know, I need your help. I'll do these type of things, too. Loose change is wonderful, and I support it. We need to make sure Terror Storm, which is starting to happen, has the same effect. But John, let's get off what I'm doing right now for just a second. You, yourself, in the last, 2 years, you've written a book, excellent book. You have got a website that millions of people have visited. You call into national talk shows every day with guerrilla warfare. You're one person. If everybody started doing 10% of what you've done, spending a few hours a day doing this, I guess 10% of that would be 20 minutes a day, we could bring them to their knees right now. Tell us what you do.
I just followed Alex's lead is what I've done. Instead of calling in and asking Alex to cover things or to talk about this, you know, do it yourself. And I even get emails. People email me, oh, call into this show, say this. Well, folks, you do it. I'm only one guy. And if we all do this, we can make a difference. And it's people that are getting active. People
well, that's
that
one
making...
reason I'll send my guys now to go confront William Crystal. I'll send my guys to confront Chairman Keene. I'll send my guy to Fox News. It's not that I don't really even want to do it. It's just that it doesn't need to be about Alex Jones.
No, and it's people that constantly email and call and ask questions that get people like Lou Dobbs now to talk about the North American Union, that are getting these issues into the mainstream news, that are getting one-third of the American people to see that 9/11 was an inside
job. Well, 36% total inside job, 84% believing there's a cover-up.
And now I'm having a hard time even getting through the screeners on these shows now because they know my voice. Even if I call up as a different name from a different city, it seems that they'll just immediately hang up or they'll leave me on hold and never get to me. So, folks, somebody else, you know, we need to just keep doing this. Whenever you got a little bit of time, call into the show. And like we said before, the issues are so hot that you'll have to just feed the screener a call. Or feed the screener a line, and then as soon as you're on the air, just ask some serious questions. And I'm no different than anybody else. I love this country. I'm angry with the way that things are going, and I just am doing what I feel is right. And it doesn't take any real courage to just stand up and do what you feel is right.
Well, exactly. But getting in front of a lecture hall, how many were in that lecture hall?
I would say 400 or 500 people. It's the largest lecture hall at San Diego State.
That's what it looked like to me, and everybody needs to do what you did. I mean, in the next few months, I'm going to go down to UT and do that too. Everybody needs to do that.
And, you know, you couldn't see the full auditorium when I had them raise a show of hands of who had seen Loose Change, but there were dozens and dozens of people who had seen the film. And out of those hundreds of people that are in that auditorium now, they're going to be talking, they're going to be telling friends.
It's a chain reaction. It's called viral attack pattern. And we have to go in with our information, the truth, inject it into the cell structure of the lie, and then reprogram with the truth the cell to produce more viruses. The cell then burst and floods the system with the truth. This is how we're going to take over the enemy. And then that's why we use the term viral.
Now, there was also that day, the day that we did that, was a screening of 9/11 Mysteries at the San Diego State Theater. And, you know, I also want to thank Codename Kyle. He was the individual that worked in the Bohemian Grove and got some of the video footage, daytime shots of Moloch, some of the photographs of the effigy.
That's in my new film, Order of Death, yeah.
Yeah, and he was the cameraman for that escapade over there, so I just want to thank him. And
he's a great guy, isn't he?
He is a great guy, and these are people, this is an individual who set aside an entire summer to go and work in the Bohemian Grove to gather evidence, to gather programs, the official, authentic membership.
And the great part is, it's organic. I never talked to the guy. It's organic infiltration. We are infiltrating system-wide. We are viral. We will not be stopped. And I think the globalists are just now losing their hubris, which I don't like. I wish they would have stayed arrogant, and realizing we're actually going to defeat them, John.
We're making some tremendous headway, and they know that they're scared. They're launching cyber warfare against us. My site actually has received threats from a hacking group which claims to have ties to the Department of Defense, and they're monitoring my site to see if it's an anti-American site, and if that's the case, they said that they're going to bring it down. So we are making waves, and we just have to keep speaking out. And I remember there was a time where I would have been afraid to speak to strangers about these issues for fear that they would have thought I was insane.
It's a muscle. Once you do it enough, you don't care. If they laugh at you, you don't care. It means nothing. It means nothing what scum thinks of us. We're not there for the scum. We're there for the good people that can be reached. Take a few final calls with John Connor of the ResistanceManifesto.com on the other side.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
I knew too much.
I just knew too much.
All right, we're almost out of time. I got to have John Connor back on. Real fast, we'll start blitzing through calls. This is Radio Graffiti, as Alan Combs says. You know, real quick, each person, and then John Connor can pop in if he likes. Joe in California, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. A couple of points. I'm really furious about what the footage on the UCLA student who gets tasered. I encourage everybody to write to the regents of UCLA and condemn that kind of behavior.
And for those who didn't hear the first hour, once they shock you and you're down, they keep shocking you while you're flopping.
Can't move.
Claiming you refuse to get up. It's just a way to torture you, and it's sick.
You can't move, bottom line. The other thing that it triggers also, and I was very upset once I saw it, was I want to know what you think about the pedophilia and the torturing and the electrocution and basically the opening of the borders along with other issues that is documented in the book called Transformation of America, written by Kathy O'Brien, which I strongly recommend everybody read.
Sure. Well, I mean, I know the Franklin cover-up's documented. I just can't prove the stuff that's in that other book, but it's pretty darn scary. Thanks for the call. You want to comment, John Connor?
Yeah, well, it just keeps getting worse and worse. And I saw that there was a YouTube video of some police punching a man in the face, saying he couldn't breathe, and the FBI was going to investigate into it. And they said police were doing nothing wrong. So we just need to be our own watchdogs. We need to keep the heat on, and let's just keep speaking out. And like I said before, there was a time when I was afraid to speak out about these kind of issues, where I thought people would look at me funny. And now I hear people talking about it in the gym, in the grocery store, almost everywhere I go. So we are the norm now.
That's right. We're going to win. Let's go ahead and talk to George in Indiana. George, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. I'll tell you, that Mad Sal, I can't stand Fox News. I don't even like to see their logo anymore. How anybody could believe that those buildings fell into the path of most I mean, my God, man, it was like peeling a banana. And buildings don't fall that way. What is wrong with those people's brains?
They like the government that kills them. They like slavery.
Oh, he's got to. He's got to be. His head must be under. They must have done too much waterboarding to him. I'm in Bloomington, Indiana. I want you to know that they killed a boy with a taser in our jail here. And in the news this morning, they gave the guy a year and a half probation.
Well, that's the thing. They keep shocking you, and then saying get up when you can't even move. Thanks for the call, Mr. Connor. Have you seen the new video of them just shocking him while he's down? He can't move, and they keep shocking him, saying get up.
No, I haven't seen that. But on Mancal Mohler, I just think Mancal needs to spend a little less time in the strip clubs and spend more time investigating history and investigating the facts about 9/11. And, you know, there was a time, like I said, that before I knew anything about you, Alex, I saw little bits and pieces of the Bohemian Grove video, and I thought that that was a hoax. I thought that you had hired actors for that. I thought it was a Fox News.
Oh, no, did you hear him say we hired actors? I mean,
yeah.
It never ends.
I thought that the Fox News alien autopsy was, the Bohemian Grove was exactly like that. I thought that was a hoax, and I started investigating it. You know, you can't fault the man for being ignorant.
Sure. Jay, where are you calling from, Jay?
Los Angeles, Alex.
Go ahead. You got 30 seconds.
God bless you, man, for having these people on your show and, you know, laughing at the enemy. It takes a lot of strength to do that. And I just think that, you know, this is a part of the establishment's pushback to try to, you know, take back some of the people from the truth. And it's not going to work. It's never going to work. And, you know, and he attacked Kevin today because he was just trying to separate the base. That's all.
That's it. I appreciate it. I'm sorry to Nick and Jim and others. John Connor, ResistanceManifesto.com. The book is Resistance Manifesto. We got a link to it on InfoWars.com. Thanks for coming on.
Not a problem. Look for more college campus crashes in the future.
Well done. All right. Help us drive Terror Storm to number one unless they fix the numbers. Went to number 17, sat there yesterday. Help us get Terror Storm out to everyone and get America freedom to fascism at InfoWars.com. God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Blackbird.